You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, because today has been one of those days where they have really been moving and not in the best way. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunze, to take a look at this. Good evening, Nick. Lovely to speak to you again. I don't even know where to start at this point. I mean, the rand's weak, currencies, well, equity markets don't look so great. The oil price is going back up. It just doesn't look like a good day.
Good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, where do you start? I mean, if you had to look at the front page of the Financial Times, for example, this evening, you've got everything from coups in Bolivia and the Trump debate tonight to own musical chairs in South Africa, and as you said, oil price and the rand blowing out. It's just, there seems to be a lot of noise and a lot for investors to try and at least filter out, and hopefully we can do some of that. But it's been a tough old day on the markets again today.
Nick, when we look at the rand, I think let's zoom in on that for a second. We've always had conversations, especially in the financial space. As analysts, we go on to shows, we go on to we have these sorts of conversations, and we're always saying the rand is politically exposed, and everybody doesn't necessarily understand that, but this is evidence of that. At some point, we were below 18 rand. Now we're at 18.50. Yeah. It's all a mess, and it's all driven by one political conversation.
Yeah, so yeah, it is difficult. I mean, I guess the sort of the average person on the street would look at the rand and can't sort of quite grasp what goes on behind it. But first and foremost, the rand is a very liquid emerging market currency, and because of that, it's often used as what they call a risk proxy. So when markets are happy and everyone feels good and the global markets are doing well and the South African markets are doing well, the rand typically strengthens and gets stronger against the cross currencies. And it's also commodity-based, typically a currency as well. It's called a commodity-based currency. And then when things aren't so good, you get what they call a risk-off, and the rand tends to get sold off. And the reasons for this, as I said, it's actually a very liquid currency, which is a good thing. You know, it's got lots behind it, and it's very easy to trade 24 hours a day. Where currencies work quite well, Jimmy, is they're quite a good sort of barometer to what's happening. It's almost like the sort of temperature gauge to what's happening locally as well in countries, because of the fact that it's extremely liquid markets and they're very big. So when you see, like today, for example, the rand sort of blowing out 1.6%, which incidentally is quite a significant move for a currency on the back of nothing really coming out except speculation, what we think is happening. None of us actually know, Jimmy, what's going on behind closed doors, but nevertheless, markets taking a bit of a sanguine approach, and must be added as well. Markets hate uncertainty. So until we get some direction, unfortunately, this rand is probably about the leading indicators you're going to get, despite what you and I are going to try second guess what's going on.
And it certainly is quite a volatile indicator. I mean, I'm just having a look at the last 3 weeks. We gained 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, we sort of gained more than 5%. And this week alone, the week's about to give back 2.5%. So we're not really moving. We are still in the positive for the month, though. And I suppose closing out the month in positive territory for the rand is as good as it's going to get. At some point, we were at 19 rand. We've gained about 2% against the dollar in that respect. And so we might just close out the month in positive territory. But Nick, if we get that announcement, and if we get some sort of coalition structure or cabinet that looks appeasing to the markets, are we likely to see back below 18 rand, and will it happen as quickly as it happened the first time?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's the very straight, quick, blunt answer. Yes, it will do. As I said, markets are very liquid. They're very instantaneous reacting. Also, Jimmy, we don't often look at it, but bond yields also one to watch. The South African bonds also will make a big move either way. But the key thing to watch, yes. I mean, I do think it's sort of a market-friendly approach. You get all the parties coming out with a fairly market-friendly approach, and they agree on something, because right now they don't seem to be, well, all we can say is the speculation we're hearing is they're not agreeing on much. But I think the market's definitely looking for someone like the DA that can participate in this new government, that is a deemed an investor-friendly approach, investor-friendly policies that bring to the table, which will allow to create jobs, higher economic growth, etc. You will see that rand strengthen. And it must be said as well, I mean, this rand is against its peer group. It is significantly undervalued, but it's holding back and needs a catalyst. And let's hope these politicians could come up with a positive answer for all of us.
You're asking a lot from politicians, Nick. We've seen what happens historically, but we remain hopeful. We remain optimistic, because that's the nature of South Africans. Nick, I want to look at the updates from the AO stable. We haven't heard much from them in a long time. If you remember, there was that investment where the PIC invested north of 4.3 billion rand, and it looks as though shareholders have finally voted to pay the PIC back a whole 600 million rand from the 4.3 billion. Is this finally being put to bed? This has been ongoing for a number of years. As far as I can think back, it was pre-pandemic as well, wasn't it?
It was pre-pandemic. And, you know, if I rack my brain, I think it was initially the price was like 40 odd rand a share, and the sort of the real tangible asset price was sort of singles. It was like 4 or 5 rand. So the PRC initially, I guess, you know, set the price for this massively overvalued. And in fact, PRC is probably going to sort of at least sort of lock in some loss of north of 2 billion rand. So these are not small numbers, Jimmy. These are big, big numbers. But yeah, I mean, put this to bed. But unfortunately, you know, these AO shareholders, you know, they want to try and move forward, but I think it's going to be difficult to. I mean, they have got a bit of a bad rep after all of this, and you know, as I said, it's going to be difficult to move forward. But at least they're at least drawing a line on somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, those numbers. It was 4.65. You are right, Nick. It was 4.65 when the deal was struck back in 2017, and the AO share price is probably less than a rand. I think it's around 90 cents at the moment. So definitely going to be a big knock for the Public Investment Corporation. I wonder how they move forward from this, but that's not for us to debate and speculate on. I'm sure they've got a plan somewhere. Nick, APSA dropped a SENS announcement late yesterday post-market close. The market absolutely hated that this morning, and the share price was on the receiving end of that negativity, and they really felt it today.
Yeah, they did. I mean, top of the leaderboard on the wrong side today, Jimmy, 9.54%, closing out at 153 rand 78, literally back at levels we saw a month or two ago after all the sort of euphoria of the initial election positivity is eroded now. But interesting enough, you got to compare sort of apples with apples, and you look at the rest of the banking sector, and they were kind of in line with the market. They really didn't do a great deal, all sort of slightly negative. So this is very much an APSA update, which is gone pretty badly. Impairments, their return on equity has been ratcheted down as well, down to about 14 from 16 or 17 odd. And of course, also talking about anemic growth in South Africa, which we know, but the other banks have seemed to have done better in that environment, and they sort of played more offshore, which benefited better sort of in sub-Saharan Africa, and they haven't. So yeah, not a great outcome, and I think this is the second one in a row, Jimmy, of trading updates are disappointing. So these long-suffering shareholders, they need to hope they can turn this around quickly.
Definitely, and I'm looking at the share price, as you said, when we compare with their peers. I mean, when we look at what's been happening just this month, when financial stocks had the rally, APSA topped over 180 rand a share. It's kind of lost 30 rand since, almost 30 rand since then. It's only up 3.5% for the month. But if you look at peers like Capitec and Discovery, they're still up about 17% for the month. So certainly the market not loving this. Nick, going forward, does this now put APSA in a bit of a difficult position? Assuming, of course, banking stocks and financial stocks continue that rally once we have that stabilized cabinet, or any cabinet for that matter at this point, would APSA then be looking to claw back some of the disappointment that it saw today? Or do you think that's going to take a bit more than external factors? They must look internally before that starts to move in their direction.
I think a little bit of the latter, Jimmy. I mean, I think they need to sort of right the ship at home a little bit. I mean, you know, if we get, you know, we're all hoping, as we said, we get a positive outcome from, you know, the talks, and we get a decent cabinet announcement, and what will typically happen if we get it right, you know, the rand will strengthen, you get those bond yields will come in nicely, the bonds will rally, you get the foreign flows, and they go straight for those financial stocks. So financials in any market around the world tend to lead markets up, and they tend to lead markets down. So those are quite good leading indicators. But what I fear, though, is you know, as a foreign investor, if you want to participate in, hopefully we get a little bit of a sort of a risk on rally, you'd probably pick up the Standard Bank. So as you said, you know, Capitec's got a great trading record. Even the likes of Nedbank is turned around quite nicely, and First Rand came out with a decent trading update today as well. Absa will probably get left a little bit behind. So that's the problem. Yeah, they'll probably get a bit of a, you know, as well as expression, a rising boat probably lifts all of them. So they'll probably get a bit of a rise, but they won't rally as much as some of the others, unfortunately.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on these and other developments. I'd be interested to get your thoughts, Nick, around where we put our money at this point in time. But I suppose we'll wait for the cabinet to be appointed, then have that conversation. For now, let's leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, Nick. Nick Kunz, who is a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements as well as what caused them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.